The Morning Rush podcast is brought to you by Bud Light. Stock up with Bud Light for game days and check out Budweiser's limited edition Freedom Reserve. Please drink responsibly.
They're going to run and get that boost.
This game's still alive and the Hawks have a first down.
Who wants to talk football?
It's Ronnie Wingo, number 20. Touchdown, Arkansas.
They talk the bar.
This is the Bud Light Morning Rush podcast.
It's like the bus stop. Well, this is where the limo picks everybody up. So
you drove to the limo stop, and then the limo brought you over here?
Yeah, because they actually don't run on, sometimes on like Tuesdays and Wednesdays, so I had to drive down here.
Mm. Today's Thursday, though.
Yeah, right. No, I'm saying the reason why they didn't run, I had to drive down here on Wednesday. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get
like
you.
If I drove down on Wednesday, they didn't run, but they ran on Thursday, well, see, so they can.
I get
the limo service John and I uses. It's 24/7.
Yeah. We got one of those nice ones.
Y'all's pockets are a little deeper than mine.
Yeah, that's for sure.
They got holes in them.
That was a good one.
Exactly.
Hey, you've been on a roll here lately.
I have.
Yeah, you were talking about Ty the other day. I forgot what you said, but it was funny.
Mm. I forgot too. It's probably honest. It's probably what it was.
Yeah, I think he said something about his show or something, but it was pretty funny.
Ty's good.
Love
Ty.
Tommy gets on a roll sometimes too. When he remember when he tried to pronounce that guy's name,
and
he said, "I think I nailed it." Yeah, he's Tommy has moments.
No,
Tommy's funny.
Hey, when he was calling everybody district attorneys. Is that on there? Is that a drop on there still?
I don't have that.
Yeah, I think
hang on.
I really like that.
How long ago was that?
Walked up here.
How long ago was that?
Man, that was at least 6 months.
Yeah.
No, hold on. It had to be.
It had to be more than 6 months. I've been here for 6 months, and wasn't when I was on the show.
Wow, man. Okay, well then 12 months.
Yeah, it probably was around the year then. That was the case. Well, I don't know. Maybe Tommy's in a good mood. Maybe his pockets really are getting deeper, and that's why he's in a good mood.
And you two youngins here won't know this. But Nick will, even though he is closer in age to y'all, he will understand this. When mama's sick at home and it all falls on you, that ain't no good. And that's what I got going on right now.
Hey, and
mama don't feel good, so I've got to step up. I got to do my part, which meant yesterday afternoon, picking the kids up, getting them home, afternoon snack. We tried to do homework. I'm not sure who's more hard on, the kids to do the homework or the parents to stand over them and make them do the homework.
Was it math homework?
Cook dinner.
Oh, man.
Baths.
Now, that's the worst.
Get ready for bedtime. Get them in bed, which is another battle.
Hold on. You're going too fast. I got questions here.
Yeah.
First off, what homework was it? What subject?
One kid didn't have homework because they had a field trip yesterday, so I lucked out there. They had field trip, but now we had to carve a pumpkin. So that was kind of the homework.
Okay.
And actually, the wife wanted to get involved in that, so I didn't have to do too much there. The other kid, and I never had a teacher do this, they give you all the homework for the week on Monday. Boom. You got till Friday to get it all done, turn it in.
I would have never gotten it done. I barely got it done anyways, but...
So you got to do a little bit each day.
See.
Well... Fortnite was a little more important last night than homework.
I mean, it's understandable.
I'm going to be gone tonight, so mom's going to have a little more work to do tonight. Than we got a little bit done, but not nearly enough last
night. Okay, and what'd you cook them?
So we had some chili, and they wanted chili nachos.
So you
just
got
chili, because it's kind of getting to chili season, right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they insisted on chili nachos.
Which is just... chili on top of chips, I'm assuming.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's pretty easy. Do you put cheese in your chili?
In the chili?
Yeah.
Well, I put some on my bowl of chili, yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah, like, when you mix it in. Are you like a sour cream guy, too?
Nope.
Jalapenos?
Not really. I don't mind them, but if I put them in there, no one else in the house would go along with that.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is I had chili last night, too, and so I thought that was, I guess it is that time of year.
Yep.
So I do want
to get closer to that because... Yeah, so you know what I mean when...
Yeah, no. And I was always one of those that I always wanted my fiance to work. I was like, hey, I did.
Well,
I was
who doesn't?
Well, and I just like, hey, listen, if you work, And then there goes another income. And then, you know, like, we can use your income, just do whatever, this or that.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, the one time that the kid, and so Tommy has kids up, but the one time the kid is sick or the one time the one time that my fiance's sick and then I have to take on her responsibilities at the house, doing all those different things, mm-hmm. then at that point in time, I'm like, now, hey, you know what? You don't have to work. You can just never get sick and continue to handle the duties that you handle.
Mm-hmm. That's a
and that'll be
that's delegation.
A fair
right
trade.
There.
It is
that'll be a fair trade.
Yeah, bless her heart.
Well, see, the thing is I don't know any of this just yet because Tommy's married. You have a fiance.
Yeah,
I have a girlfriend. Ty, but. You know, we got a setup now.
I think he said you're number one.
Yeah, thanks, Ty. Appreciate that.
Or is that one girlfriend? You got one?
No, or does
I'm not sure.
Yeah, one of the two.
Just
but,
one finger.
But the thing is like, I'm going to need y'all's help, at least today, because we're going to play Is It Ever Okay Thursday, which I know Tommy mm-hmm. enjoys that segment. But I'm going to need y'all's help with one of these questions, dealing with your significant other and how to handle something.
Oh, yeah.
I'm good at that.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm hoping you are. I'm now, see, Tommy, you know, how long have you been married, Tommy? How many years?
15. Glorious years okay. next March.
So he's an experienced vet.
Mm-hmm.
I know, you but know, see, I'm always getting myself into
it, well, see,
the
you're,
mud.
Well, you're about in the G League now. You're about to get called up to the pros here in a few months.
Hopefully.
So, and I'm over here still in high school getting recruited. So, I mean, I'm committed, but I haven't signed yet. So, you know, I'm just going to need some of y'all's help in dealing with a couple of issues because I'm new at this. And I got to go to the experienced guys, the guys that have been around. They know what they're doing and obviously have perfected.
Sounds like it's getting serious.
Yeah.
It is.
Mm.
What does that tell you?
Does she listen? Is this how you're going to propose? Are you going to ask her during the show?
Mm.
Do you think I would be that type of person that would
yes,
do something?
Yes, absolutely.
I do, too.
To get attention, yes, absolutely.
I do, too.
What are you trying to say, Tom?
I'm just stating facts.
Okay. Well, no, yeah. I would not do it that way. I love the show.
If,
don't get me wrong, but some things just need to be separate. Proposing's one of them.
If you could figure out how to do that on the on both of the big screens during the Razorback football game, I think you would go that route too.
I don't know. I mean, it would just depend. Because I mean, well, how did you propose to your wife? I know we're getting really deep and personal here, but how did you propose to your wife?
Actually, she proposed to me. She said she is more like begging, you know. Okay.
Have you seen Crash's wife? There's not a chance.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
Not a chance. There's not a chance.
After a great romantic dinner, we went to the beach in Destin, Florida. So on the beach.
Okay.
In Destin.
Hey, what's that thing that Clay Travis does? What's his...
Outkick the coverage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's no chance that...
No question I did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not a chance she proposed
that. Did you outkick your coverage, Nick?
I mean, yeah. She's all right.
Wow.
I mean, there's been a couple of those stares when you've been out like, man, how did he get her?
Mm-hmm.
It's always a good feeling, though, right?
And then I always give them the Ty
you
Richardson.
You sure it's not the other way around?
You're number one.
Yeah.
Huh?
You sure it's not? They're not wondering how she got you? That's not what they're thinking? You're certain about that.
You know?
I don't have that problem either.
You know? No. I don't ever think it's, oh, man, how did she get so low? Nah.
No.
My exes definitely ain't saying that.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't think.
Take them. Good luck.
Well, see, and that's why I'm glad I have you guys to, you know, help me through into these early stages of a relationship. Because, like I said, you guys are pros. You know mm-hmm. what you're doing. And
I can tell you this. The most important thing is looks.
And then, okay, in which way?
And then
are you talking about there, the actual looks they give?
No.
Or
the looks of the person that you're trying to get engaged to.
Mm.
That's the most important thing. And the only reason I'm saying that is people are normally wrong. And you know,
it didn't
people
sound superficial at all.
No.
And you know, people will normally tell you it's not all about the looks. So I'm of the mindset go against the people. So just it's all about the looks. As long as they look okay, you can make it work.
Is that what you did?
Huh?
Is that your number one thing? Is it's all about the looks?
Well, I mean, to me, if you don't look good, I won't ever find out about your personality and all that other good stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to have an attraction, a physical attraction to it.
Exactly.
But that's what I'm saying. But
exactly.
That's your number one thing?
Yes, because I won't know you if you don't look good. You see what I'm saying? Like I'm not gonna accidentally
not superficial at all.
Okay. I'm not gonna accidentally take you out if you don't look good.
Right, I get that. But what I'm saying
it has to be number one.
Well, I know, but once you get into that part of the relationship, though, is that still your number one thing?
No, I'm saying overall it has to be number one because we ain't getting into no relationship if you don't look good.
Okay. I mean, I see what you're saying, because here's the thing. I'm the same way where I was dating and stuff, and I would not come up to you or even initiate anything unless I was like, all right, well, you look good.
Right.
So I'm going to come up to you and talk to you.
So now, are you talking to girls that you think are ugly?
No.
Right, exactly.
Okay. I get you, and it makes sense. I'm just saying
No. That's law.
Tommy, is that law?
Yeah.
Tommy, is that law?
There's got to be a physical attraction.
Listen,
I know that.
Kraft outkicked his cover. You know, whenever the people kick it like out of the back of the end zone to like where the people are, to like where the fans are sitting at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what Kraft did.
So kicked it out of the end zone, out of the stadium,
out of the end zone to where, out of the end zone to almost the concession stand. So he definitely can't say, you know, he definitely agrees with me.
All right, well, I'll take that into consideration. I'm taking notes right now. Taking notes. I'm going to save this show.
That's the only one you need.
This opening segment to when
underline,
you know, if I need some help out. So, but when I get to the is it ever okay segment, which is around 8:35 this morning, I'm going to ask you guys some questions that maybe you can help me out with because I'm going to need it.
Well, now the one time it's okay to talk to a person you're not attracted to, whenever you start seeing, but when you start seeing like the bank account looks like a phone number. Mm-hmm. That's the one time it's okay to talk to somebody you're not attracted to.
Just remember.
Because, hey, that phone number can make things can make things work out.
Marry for money so you can do radio for love.
Jeez. Should have had Tyler on.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Huh?
Should have gone with Tyler's advice on
I know Tyler. In fact, yeah, I mean,
you can text him.
I know he's not up, but I'm about to text him. I know he agrees with me.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Arkansas's home for the best sports talk. You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Adams with it at the 45. Adams skip it. Adams gets outside. Watch out. Hits the sideline. The Jet. Touchdown, Arkansas.
Go to the phone lines. Richard Davenport of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette now joins us. Talk a little recruiting. Good morning, Richard. How you doing, man?
Top of the morning, guys.
Well, appreciate you joining us as always. This is a pretty big news, I guess, coming out this week where Arkansas got another commitment from an offensive lineman out of Louisiana. Now, I'm going to try to pronounce his name right, and I'm sure you will correct me if I don't get it. Dylan Rathke? Is that how it is?
Oh, man, you hit it out of the park, man. You did well. Well, there you go, John.
Hey, appreciate it. You know, that's what I am. I talk for a living, so hopefully I get it right. But, yeah, just so tell us a little bit about Dylan, because obviously offensive line is a big priority for this staff and Joseph Stone to decommit, and now you have this commitment. Just tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, absolutely. 6'5", 290 pounds. He's a guy that Coach Fry got on and wanted to see before he extended an offer, because a lot of times you get these guys and they're listed certain heights and weights, and then you see them in person and they're not necessarily that way. But he passed the eye test once he visited for the Vanderbilt game. He definitely looks, if you've seen the picture with him and Coach Morris and Coach Fry, he kind of, I'm not going to say towers over the coaches, but he's definitely much taller than those guys. So the 6'5 is definitely legit, and the 290 is legit too. He had offers from Kentucky, Louisville, Tulane, Colorado State, and several others. Texas A&M and Clemson were showing interest, late interest. But he's a guy that fell in love with Arkansas on the visit for, and it was an unofficial visit for the Vanderbilt game. And kind of knew right then, once he got the offer, that he was going to be a Razorback. He did make an unofficial visit to Kentucky over the weekend, but he knew where he was going.
In a loaded recruiting class, Richard, is the offensive line position the only position that you think the coaching staff is a little bit worried about heading into next year?
In linebacker, I think the remaining class is going to be offensive linemen, some DBs, and linebacker. I think that's pretty much what you're going to be looking at. The remaining of the class, you got 23 commitments right now. They'll sign 28, 29. So that's that's what you're looking at as far as the response.
Speaking of Richard Davenport of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette right now on the show. Richard, I saw that the commitment, KJ Jefferson, was named Mississippi's Mr. Football there. He's kind of getting lost in the translation with people talking about Kelly Bryant and maybe if they decide to go with somebody on campus already. But is he still pretty firm committed to Arkansas? And just from what you've seen and how he's played, and what kind of addition can he be to Chad Morris's offense? Where is it going to be somebody who can step in right away and compete? Or is it going to take a year or two before he can get a little developed and then take over the position then?
Every time I ask KJ about him in Arkansas, he's 100% Razorback, and as head coach kind of tell you the same thing, so I don't think there's anything to worry about there. As far as the quarterback, he was hoping to be able to enroll at semester, but that doesn't look like that's going to happen. That's kind of a disappointing situation, because you would have loved to have him come in at semester, obviously go through off season and spring practice, get ahead for next year. But he's a guy that I'm not going to say he's going to a start or anything. It just I've never said that about a freshman coming in, especially even if they're an early enrollee. But I will say that I would anticipate certain packages for him and utilize his skill set because he definitely has the ability to make things happen with his feet, with his legs. But also, he does have a strong arm. He's pretty accurate. He's touchdown interception ratio has always been good. He only threw like 3 interceptions last year. I think he's got 6 this year. So that's still pretty good. I think he's got 31 touchdowns this year. So I think he's a guy that obviously will probably see the field next year, like I said, in certain packages.
Richard, another question. Obviously, we've talked to you about the early signing period and how a lot of these players plan on signing on the dotted line at the early signing period, which I'm sure will be a load off for them as well as Chad Morris. But say when the majority of those players sign, that period between the early signing period and the actual signing day in February, where are the coaches' focuses going to be? What positions are they going to be looking at? What players are going to be looking at? What's their plan for that 2-month span?
Well, I mean, obviously, they'll finish out the class, like I said, with offensive linemen, linebackers, and DBs, and they have some kids coming in this weekend that they may have an opportunity to lock down and help them as far as in the defensive back area. But with them being so far ahead with this class, they're going to be really focusing on the 2020 and 21 classes, and they're already doing a really good job with those guys. Several top 20 prospects will be coming in this weekend for unofficial visits. So they'll be just going around and evaluating kids that may not have offers right now and figure out whether or not to pull the trigger and extend an offer to those guys. But, you just go around and continue to develop those relationships and let those kids know that they need to be Razorbacks and get a head start. You know, one thing that this staff did which blew me away was right after signing day in February, about 3 weeks later, they had about 50 prospects, and it's just a great list of prospects on campus shortly after signing day. And I anticipate them probably doing the same thing. They'll do a lot of legwork in trying to get those 20 and 21 kids on campus after signing day.
Early signing period is coming up for basketball as well, Richard. Justice Hill, he is set to ink with the Hogs for basketball. Is he still going to enroll early? Have they figured out the scholarship situation with him and enrolling early? Can you kind of give us an update on that?
Yeah, he's definitely enrolling early. He'll red shirt. Just continue to develop his game and get stronger and be ready to go the following year. But everything's good to go on that end. One thing that I will say, obviously being a smaller point guard, you always worry about the physical part of the SEC play or just college basketball in general. But one thing that really stood out to me is seeing Justice from spring to summer in July and Vegas, when I saw him in the spring and then I saw him in in Vegas in July, his upper body was noticeably different. So he's obviously going to continue to get stronger and go be able to get his body ready for the following year. And that's one thing I really noticed with him. And obviously he's continued to work on his game. But another thing is his outside jumper was definitely improved in Vegas versus the spring. So he'll just continue to, you know, improve his game and get ready for the following year.
With the scholarship situation, is this going to be something that Arkansas just kind of plays it by ear and whoever else they'll pick up for the upcoming class will be in the spring, or could we see anybody else's name kind of circulating for early signing period for Razorback basketball program?
No, I only anticipate Justice, and then obviously I think that, you know, that they'll continue to recruit and maybe add somebody in the spring. I think that's a good possibility, especially with today's amount of transfers and stuff. I'm sure that, you know, we didn't expect at least one last year, and you had two. So, you know, you just go ahead and recruit and count on somebody leaving in today's college basketball.
Before we let you get out of here, Richard, obviously it's the last Fayetteville home game for the Razorback football team this weekend. It's a big one against LSU. Just give us a little update on who's visiting, what the situation is going to look like as far as those recruits, and kind of what's going to be the overall deal going on this weekend against LSU.
We'll have four official visitors and a bunch of unofficial visitors. Kia Henry, a linebacker, is currently committed to Tennessee. He'll be coming in this weekend. Devin Bush, cornerback from New Orleans. All these guys are really talented and highly recruited, four-star type prospects. Greg Brooks from Harvey, Louisiana. He'll be coming in. He's currently committed to Mississippi State. He's a cornerback. And then cornerback commitment, or I call him a defensive back commitment, Malik Chavis from Rising, because I think that guy could play safety or corner. He's 6'2", about 185, 190 pounds. So I think that he could play either spot. So I don't really say he's a safety or a corner. I just say a defensive back.
Richard Davenport of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Great stuff, Richard, as always. Man, have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you next Thursday.
All right, guys. Take care.
Subscribe to the show on iTunes. You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Give is to Alex Collins straight up the middle, and Collins on the run. They won't catch him. Alex Collins is going to take it all the way to the house. Touchdown, Arkansas, 80 yards.
Congratulations to Troy, is that right?
Troy Lyles.
All right.
Fort Smith.
Winner of the four
caller
tickets.
Number seven.
Yeah, because how many callers did it tie? Was it 348? Something like that. Man, you guys really wanted those tickets. Yeah, sorry.
Maybe that's an indication.
Yeah, it's going to be a good crowd.
Legitimately, I think there were about 60 calls in about 3 minutes.
Hey, I think
more than we could handle.
I think
Ty was overwhelmed.
Yeah. See, look, you're still getting
still
called.
Calling.
I mean, still calling in.
No more calls, please. We got a winner.
Yeah, we're good. We're good to go here. But that's the thing, like Nick said, man, you can give away a $10 bill.
Your caller 401.
People like free stuff, apparently. That's what I hear. So, but either way, congratulations, right, Troy. And enjoy the game. Make sure to dress warm, too. I want to remind everybody of that. It's going to be a cold one, so dress warm there. I think it's like, what, around 40 degrees is what kickoff's going to be? I think is what if I read right. Yeah, it's going to be a little chilly out there, so make sure you dress appropriately.
It's going to be very cool. Not as cold as it was when they came up here a few years ago when Les Miles was still the coach in Arkansas. Well, 17-0, I think, was the final in that one.
Yeah, but I think that was also the game where going into it, weather people say it's going to be a high of 8 degrees. Like, they made it sound like it was going to be a lot worse than what it was. But either way, still, dress warm. All right, so without further ado, let's get into Is It Ever Okay Thursday.
Boy, you must be outside your mind.
Was that wrong? I gotta plead ignorance on this thing, because if anyone had said anything to me at all, that sort of thing was frowned upon.
Sometimes a warrior just has to kind of lay down on the ground for a minute, just stay there for a second, have a good bleed.
That don't make no sense.
It's time for Is It Ever Okay Thursday.
All right, so we're gonna answer these a few questions, mainly sports related, maybe get into some non-sports related, get you guys' help, at least helping me out with a certain situation, so we'll get into that. But first, we'll start with something we've already talked about, but is it ever okay to not show up to the LSU-Arkansas game this weekend if you have tickets?
Yes. I mean, it's deer season. I'm going to say, I'm not a deer hunter, but I know I've got plenty of family that are. They've spent all summer long getting their food plots ready, putting out the corn, making sure the feeders are working, got their trail cameras out. They've worked their tails off for this weekend. Now the weather's going to turn cold, so the deer are going to be moving even more. Yeah, I get it. I think it's okay.
I should get a little extra in my paycheck, because not only am I going to answer the question, but I'm going to make the question better after I answer. Is it ever okay?
Yes,
it is okay, because your team only has 2 wins. The better question would have been, is it ever okay to have tickets and not try at least once to give them away?
There you go.
That would have been a better question.
One
for Nick Mason, zero for John.
Well, first off, that's what I was referring to as when you have tickets.
Hey,
I'm just saying you can't waste them. You have tickets.
So, now it sounds like he's trying to change his question around to look a lot like mine.
I did.
One for Nick Mason, zero for John.
I'm sorry. I tried to assume, and we all know that what assuming does.
Yeah.
My bad. There's your ding. Is everything okay now? We good?
I mean, I'm fine. I'm all up 1-0.
All right.
1-0, baby.
Since when is this a game we keep score?
Mm-hmm.
That's when Nick Mason comes in studio. It's always a competition with him. All right.
It is.
Here's another one. Is it ever okay to hire Bobby Petrino at your school after this fiasco with Louisville?
No. Well, I mean, it is okay. At what kind of school? I mean, Western Kentucky would probably love to have you back.
If you were a fan of your college football team and your team was looking for a coach, would you hire Bobby Petrino?
If I was an SEC team or an Arkansas team or a Power 5 team, I would be very, very skittish. Be very cautious.
The question was, is it ever okay to hire Bobby Petrino back to your school?
No, just hire if you're a fan of a college football team and you're looking for a coach right now, is it okay to hire Bobby Petrino?
Yeah, would Kansas do that?
Yeah, would Kansas do that?
You think Jeff Long's looking at that?
I'm sure
looking
he that is, direction? Making that first call.
Man, yeah, nah. I have to go no. Because he's definitely already shown it's like he's on the back end of his coaching career.
I mean,
on the back end of his coaching life.
In business, you'd have to think long and hard about hiring someone that, yeah, they'd had a lot of success in previous years, but they never stayed anywhere more than a couple of years. And everywhere they left was a mess.
Right.
It was a disaster.
And
so are you going to sign up? Because that's his track record. I mean, things were great for a couple of years at Arkansas, but when he left, he left it in worse shape than he found it.
Right.
And that's been the history, more like he doesn't stay or he leaves it in a mess. You're going to get one or the other.
I agree. One for John Neighbors. 1-1.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So you're the scorekeeper, too. Mm-hmm.
That was really such a bad question. I couldn't switch it around, so I don't know if it... Actually, one for Nick Mason, negative one for John Neighbors. I'm up 2 now. Ding!
I need to talk to who... Where's the rules written at for these things?
Right here, bro. And for everybody out there, I'm pointing at my noggin.
All right, right. Okay, so here's another one. Is it ever okay... Now, I'll have to explain this storyline of where this came from. Is it ever okay to get in a fight over a sporting event? Now, the story behind this was an Alabama fan that during the Alabama-LSU game was beaten as a bar fight ensued over the game itself. And it wasn't just this story, but there were a few other stories where this had happened at different bars across the country, of course, mainly in the Louisiana-Alabama area. So my question is, dealing with a sporting event, is it ever okay to get into a fist fight?
How old are these people? I think it changes as you get older and have a real job, like a career, and you have kids and family. It's not okay. If you're 26 and you're living footloose and fancy free, you know.
I think it depends. I think it depends on how much money you have and how much money the guy has that you're fighting.
Yeah.
So it is okay if I can get if I can get one of the Hunts to uppercut me, and then and in fact, I tell people all the time, if that ever happens.
I think John L. should lay you out.
Hey, one of the Hunts, one of the Waltons, if any of them ever uppercut me or hit me while I'm driving, whoever I'm with, don't do anything but call Channel 5. Let me lay there. Don't try to help me. Don't try to put no cones out.
Oh,
don't,
call my lawyer.
Don't, hey, look. Just leave me there and call the Hawks. Because they're going to be getting a big donation.
Nick Mason's about to get paid.
They're going to be getting a big donation. A better question would have been, though, what has to happen to you for you to get into a fight at a game? If somebody poured their beer on me, then
It's on.
Poured a
well,
beer.
Well, actually, it depends on what kind of beer it is.
Yeah, that's key.
Yeah.
They spit on me, I'd probably fight them.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably.
Definitely.
I mean, if you're a grown man, it's not okay to
no,
be outside.
Actually, if somebody, and then, or if somebody disrespects me in front of my woman.
Mm. What about disrespect your woman?
Oh, yeah. Then yeah. It's, well, don't. heck. No. You want to disrespect me before my woman.
Yeah. It may get getting a little nasty there, that's for sure.
No.
She may whoop you.
For sure. No, and she'll tell you that she's too old now, so she doesn't believe in fighting. She'll just shoot you. And that's what she'll tell you. That's what she tells me. You know, like, there was a bunch of things out there about domestic violence. And she goes, you know, if you ever hit me, I wouldn't hit you back. Right. And I was, oh, okay. She said, I'd just shoot you.
Her name's Ariel. Yeah. Right. Miss Ariel. Mm-hmm. Write this down. Make sure
I know. Yeah, have your notes ready.
Miss.
Hey, yeah. It's 2-1, yeah. Too, by the way. Yeah. I'm up 3.
Oh my gosh.
Do you have three more questions?
No, this is
like you playing tie and horse or something.
No. Right? I said, give me these rules next time and I'll know that.
How many more questions do you have?
I just don't worry about it. I got my questions over
we'll
here.
Get to the good ones.
Yeah. You know? This is the one I need y'all's help with.
Okay. Right?
Is it ever okay to decline an invitation to go to a workout session with your significant other?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because
that's okay.
My girlfriend is into CrossFit.
It's definitely okay.
And she's wanting me to go to CrossFit with her.
No.
Well, listen.
Have you ever done CrossFit before?
I have not. That's where I need
when
help
it
out.
Comes to CrossFit, there are people that have been hurt doing CrossFit and then people that are going to get hurt doing CrossFit.
Which one are you?
Which one? Yeah.
If it's just the one session, though.
Hey.
The one-time deal.
I can tell that you've never done CrossFit.
Yeah, because
I'll say this. If you're going to a workout, it needs to be during Christmas break, whenever, and it needs to be where you have like 3 days off from the show.
Yeah.
Because I promise you, if you went to a CrossFit workout tonight, you wouldn't come into the show tomorrow.
What is tonight when I have to go to it?
Oh, well.
Tyler
and Ty. Tyler, Ty, Tommy.
Yeah.
Triple T.
Have you done CrossFit before?
Yes.
It's tough.
You've done it too, Tommy?
I've done a CrossFit. We've had some boot camp type stuff where I work out.
Yeah, I did a competition.
You can handle it. It's okay to go. Okay.
I did a competition while I was still in really good shape.
I've got more faith in you than Nick. I think you can get through it and still be here tomorrow.
I don't. No chance.
Because
well, I guess
I know
we'll have
you.
To find out tomorrow then.
You'll know when to loaf and when to lay off during the workout. You'll find a way to get through it.
Yeah. Well, cuz I
just
said,
when you're swinging the sledgehammer and hitting the tire, or flipping the tire, you got to be really careful with that stuff.
And I just need you to know.
You don't want to crack your own shin with a sledgehammer.
Using tools.
I just need you to know. And this isn't like a normal workout. Like, oh, okay, so we're beginning into 5 sets of 5. No, it's like, it's like, okay, rep number 179. And you're like, oh, my God. And this is like the first round.
Yeah.
And then just the muscles that you're using are muscles that you've never used ever in your life. And you're like, wow, I didn't know that was there.
How many pull-ups can you do in a row?
Not many.
I'm gonna get zero.
Two
no,
max.
I can do it. I can do
two
one.
Max.
Yeah, I'd say two or three probably.
No, not three. Mm-hmm. Two max.
Okay.
Like full pull-ups.
Yeah.
Two max.
Oh, because I did pull-ups a couple weeks ago.
Wide grip.
I think
or
that
narrow
you
grip.
Can do more than Ty.
I don't know.
I think you do more than Ty.
Well, no, it matters.
No,
guaranteed.
Would you stop starting these competitions? That you what are you doing over here?
Like, I think you can do more than Ty. I'm on your side.
I'm going with my boy Ty on this.
Yeah, but see, I think because Ty's got less weight on here. Like, Ty's got less weight than me.
Why do you think that? I haven't really talked all morning. But
I mean, have you seen John's arms? His guns?
Have you also seen his gut?
I mean, I have more faith in his arms.
Okay.
I really think he can do more than you.
He couldn't.
How many can you do?
Like 6.
Oh, man.
Oh my gosh. Well, I guess I'm gonna find out today.
Or can you do 1,000 push-ups?
Bro, there's no
you do 25 push-ups in a row. Because that's what this CrossFit deal's all about. Hey, let's warm up with 50 push-ups in a row. Mark gets set, go.
I'm not gonna lie, 25 push-ups.
Yeah.
That's pretty hard right now.
I don't feel confident.
In life.
I don't feel confident. Well,
it just depends on if you're comfortable enough in this relationship at this point.
That's the problem, because your girl's going to outdo you.
Oh, I know she is.
To look
I know
bad,
she is.
You know.
I know she is. She goes to, like, competitions and stuff. So I'm
maybe you should propose before tonight.
Yeah. This could be a game changer for her.
That's what's happening.
That's why you've been setting the stage early on, talking about getting serious and the marriage. That's why we opened up the way we did. Everybody, Nick, make sure to go look, Nick, listen to the podcast.
Nick,
yeah. Listen to the early on.
Nick.
That's what you're setting
might
up.
Wanna, might want to follow John, Nick, on Twitter tonight. You know?
I feel you, my brother from another.
Nick.
I feel you.
Nick. Her dad listens to this show. Uh-huh. Please.
You haven't asked him yet? Oh, bro, you tripping.
We need out of this. Get out of this. I can't deal with this right
Next
now.
Question.
You haven't even asked him yet?
We got to take a commercial break.
I thought I talked to you.
We're up against it.
No, you're up
Final segment
you're up
of the show
it,
coming up next.
You're up against it.
As we no, got to close out shop.
It's not time yet.
No, it is time. It is time. It's been time.
We got minutes.
It's been time.
Your number one source of local news and information you need.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.